This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems. We hope you enjoy today's offering for Poem a Day, unarchived from the public domain, and presented by the Academy of American Poets.
The Park by Ralph Waldo Emerson. The prosperous and beautiful to me seem not to wear the yoke of conscience, masterful, which galls me everywhere. I cannot shake off the god on my neck, me makes his seat. I look at my face in the glass, my eyes, his eyeballs meet. Enchanters, enchantresses, your gold makes you seem wise. The morning mist within your grounds more proudly rolls, more softly lies. Yet spake yon purple mountain, yet said yon ancient wood, that night or day, that love or crime, leads all souls to the good. About this poem. The Park appears in Poems of Ralph Waldo Emerson, published by Oxford University Press in 1921. In his essay, Poetry and Imagination, originally published in 1875, Emerson affirmed that poetry is organic. We cannot know things by words and writing, but only by taking a central position in the universe and living in its forms. All the parts and forms of nature are the expression of production of divine faculties, and the same are in us. And the fascination of genius for us is this awful nearness to nature's creations. Emerson went on to further discuss the rigor of poetry and pose the question, is not poetry the little chamber in the brain where is generated the explosive force which, by gentle shocks, sets in action the intellectual world? He then wrote, bring us the bards who shall sing all our old ideas out of our heads and new ones in, men making poets, poetry which is capable of restoring the dead to life, poetry like that verse of Saadi which the angels testified met the approbation of Allah in heaven, poetry which finds its rhymes and cadences in the rhymes and iterations of nature, and is the gift to men of new images and symbols, each the ensign and oracle of an age that shall assimilate men to it, mold itself into religions and mythologies, and impart its quality to centuries. Poetry, which tastes the world and reports of it, and building the world again in the thought. Poetry must be affirmative. It is the piety of the intellect. Thus saith the Lord, should begin the song. The poet who shall use nature as his hieroglyphic must have an adequate message to convey thereby. The supreme value of poetry is to educate us to a height beyond itself, or which it rarely reaches, the subduing of mankind to order and virtue.
Poem a Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new poems by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem a Day and, if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.